Today on the Interlochen Collection, you're invited to a dance party. We'll hear dance music from Armenia, Spain, England, Eastern Europe, Norway, and the United States. That's all coming your way on the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. We'll kick off our dance party today with Paul Creston's Dance Overture. Combining several international styles, the dance overture includes the Spanish bolero, an English country dance, a slow jig from France, and the American square dance. Here's a performance of Paul Creston's dance overture from August of 1986. A. Clyde Roller leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in a performance of Creston's dance overture. Thank you. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by A. Clyde Roller, performing Paul Creston's Dance Overture. That performance took place in Kresge Auditorium in August of 1986. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Today we're hosting a dance party with several different student ensembles. Alfred Reed composed his Armenian dances based on folk music from Armenia. But this piece is actually connected to Interlaken in lots of ways. Alfred Reed dedicated the Armenian dances to conductor Harry Bijan. Harry Bijan was on the faculty of the University of Illinois, but he also spent multiple summers at Interlaken. Bijan's parents were Armenian immigrants. That's why he commissioned the piece from Alfred Reed to honor his heritage. Here's Harry Bijan to explain.
When I was doing doctoral work at the University of Michigan, I got very much interested in folk music, and I thought those tunes that my dad used to sing when I was a kid, those were very good tunes, very good folk songs. And so I saw Alfred Reed one day at the Midwest National Band Clinic, and I said, Alfred, if I gave you five or six of these tunes that my dad used to sing when I was a kid, give you the written out in my poor manuscript, would you write a piece for me and the Illinois band? He said, well, sure, Harry, just send them over to me. So when I went home, I wrote out six of these tunes as I remember them, and I sent them to Alfred Reed.
That's conductor Harry Bijan in a 2006 interview at the Midwest Clinic. After Bijan commissioned the Armenian dances from Alfred Reed, Bijan conducted the world premiere performance with the University of Illinois Symphonic Band in 1972. Now, there was a young man in the brass section of that performance who would go on to have a rather important relationship with Interlaken. His name was Jeffrey S. Kimpton, and he'd eventually become Interlaken's seventh president. Here's a performance of Alfred Reed's Armenian dances given during Jeff Kimpton's tenure as president at Interlaken. The World Youth Symphonic Band is performing in the summer of 2004 under the direction of John Whitwell.
Thank you.
Alfred Reed's Armenian Dances, performed in the summer of 2004 by the World Youth Symphonic Band, conducted by John Whitwell. Oh, and one other connection between this piece and Interlaken is that Alfred Reed was a lifelong friend and colleague of Interlaken's longtime principal guest conductor, Frederick Fennell. Fennell has recorded the Armenian Dances several times. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Now we're moving our dance party from Armenian folk music to Norwegian folk music. Edvard Grieg was one of the first composers to establish a national sound for the music of Norway. Here's the fourth of Grieg's symphonic dances, which is based on Norwegian folk music collected by Ludvig Matthias Lindemann. Here's the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in January of 1963. Guest conductor Orion Daly led this performance in Orchestra Hall. Thank you. The Fourth Symphonic Dance by Edvard Grieg, performed in the winter of 1963 by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and conducted by Orion Daly. If you'd like to see a great photo of conductor Orion Daly with Joe Matty on the Kresge stage, check out classicalipr.org. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we've been listening to dance music from around the world. Last but not least on today's program, it's The Yiddish Dances by Adam Gorb. The piece is in five sections, based on klezmer music, a folk music from the Ashkenazi Jews of Eastern Europe. Adam Gorb himself called this particular composition a party piece. Let's hear his Yiddish dances, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band in the winter of 2007, conducted by Byron Hansen. Adam Gorb's Yiddish Dances, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Band and conducted by Byron Hansen. That performance took place January 27th, 2007. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlochen Public Radio.